Blind about a stamp, anyhow. Fresh and all, you know. Straight out to sea into your basket.
I don't get scampi or fish cuts.
Of course you do, it's a sea, innit?
Yeah, but it's Margate.
Yeah, I know, but a scampi don't know that, do they? Hey, what was that starter that Cassandra made us last week?
Moules Marnie.
That's it. They were lovely moules and all, weren't they, eh? Because she's got styles, eh? I mean, that Cassandra is a classy lady.
Suppose so.
No suppose so about it. I mean, a lot of people, you know, cheapos would have used muscles. What's on? I need to
know that you will always... We get on well.
Hmm? Yeah, of course we do. Blimey.
No, I mean, me and Cassandra.
Oh, I see. Oh, good. Because, I mean, your missus should be more than just your wife, you know. You should be your best mate and all.
Yeah. It's just... Sometimes you get the feeling... Have you ever read a book? Or have you ever seen a film where someone marries beneath themselves?
Now, don't start that, Rodney. Not married beneath yourself. I'm coming from a very lovely family. Your problem is you're letting her rule you. I mean, take that cobbler's tonight. You know, she wouldn't let you out. Then what are you, a man or a mouse? You've got to learn to assert yourself. I mean, I may sound old-fashioned, but you take my word for it. In the end, a man likes a woman to be a woman, and a bird likes a bloke to be a bloke. Hmm?
You know, you're right.
Mm. That is bonnet de douche, as they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, here I am. Come on. Drink up. Wait, see? Percy, over here.
Oh, girl.
Good hearing it, eh?
Stunning.
They got a magician, a singer, and a comedian. The singer will be on in a minute.
So, where are you staying?
Oh, we got a lovely little bed and breakfast. Haven't we, Rodney?
Yeah. It's really good.
Yes, well, me, Mike and Alan booked into a hotel. Down on the front.
I've got a room in a motel. They don't know I ain't got a car.
I'd keep quiet about that if I was you, Fred.
Just the way you are.
Hey, where's Alan?
Oh, of course you wouldn't have heard about that, would you? Well, you know how much Alan loves shellfish. Well, he ate half the ocean bed today, until at some time or another he copped an unfortunate whelk.